Now we come to the 142nd Psalm, and this is a maskil psalm, we're told here, and it's the Psalm of David. Maskil means instruction. That is, you and I can learn something from this psalm as we can, for that matter, from all of them. And this, again, is a great prayer of David. And David is praying out of a cave here. I cried unto the Lord with my voice unto the Lord did I make supplication. Now, where was he? We are told here, and this is part of the inspired text, a maskil of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. Now, we're not told which cave it was. There was the cave of En Gedi. That's mentioned over in 1 Samuel 24. I passed by En Gedi when we were over there the last time. They've made a new road down by the Dead Sea that goes all the way from Jericho up to Masada. And it's very interesting country because it's opened up an area that's been closed to practically every tourist that goes over there. But now you can see actually En Gedi, and that's where David hid. I would say it's a good place to hide. Then there was the cave of Adullam. And in the cave of Adullam is where this man David went the first time. And both of these caves are known. Apparently this is the one. And we are told that it was at this cave that those that were in distress, those that were in debt, those that were discontented, that's when they gathered to him. And about 400 men came to David there at the very beginning. In this place, prayed this prayer, evidently, that he said, I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. And this is Psalm 142:2 that I've just read. In other words, he laid before God everything that was in his heart and in his life. And I think that's the way that we should pray today. This idea today we're to pray around something, or we're to rationalize in our prayer, or we're to pray all the way around Robin's barn, I think we ought to just come right down to it and get right down to the nitty-gritty and tell God everything in our lives. He said, I showed before him my trouble. You can tell him about your temptations. You can tell him about everything. Here is a very wonderful thing that Fenelon wrote years ago, and I passed this on. I passed it on to hundreds of people. I'd like to share it again. I think sometime in this Through the Bible program during the past 2.5 years, I have read this before. It'll be worth reading again sometime. Will you listen to it now? And I'm quoting, tell God all that's in your heart, as one unloads one's heart, its pleasures and its pains to a dear friend. Tell him your troubles that he may comfort you. Tell him your joys that he may sober them. Tell him your longings that he may purify them. Tell him your dislikes that he may help you to conquer them. Talk to him of your temptations that he may shield you from them. Show him the wounds of your heart that he may heal them. Lay bare your indifference to good, your depraved tastes, your for evil, your instability. Tell him how self-love makes you unjust to others, how vanity tempts you to be insincere, how pride disguises you to yourself as to others. If you thus pour out all your weaknesses, needs, troubles, there'll be no lack of what to say. You will never exhaust the subject. It is continually being renewed. People who have no secrets from each other never want subjects of conversation. They do not weigh their words, for there's nothing to be held back. Neither do they seek for something to say. They talk out of the abundance of the heart, without consideration, just what they think. Blessed are they that attain to such familiar, unreserved intercourse with God. My friend David had that marvelous, wonderful relationship with Almighty God. And he prayed that kind of prayer here in all these other psalms that we have here. Now, will you notice this? I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. You see, David, a young man, was anointed king, was in the court of King Saul, and that mad king threw a javelin at him, wanted to pin him to the wall. And this man David had to flee for his life. And he finally complained. He was hunted like a partridge. It was open season on him all the time. And he had to keep running. And out of that situation, this young man lifts his heart and cries out to God. He says, "When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they secretly laid a snare for me." They tried to trap David. And David looked to the Lord, and God was guiding him. And he says, "I looked on my right hand and beheld there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul." That was David's condition at first, but finally 400 men joined him. And he knew God was in all of it. "I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living." This man, David, and I think two things we ought to note. He hid in the cave because if he'd been taken, Saul would have killed him. But somebody says he was trusting the Lord. Yes, but the Lord expects you to use some good old gumption, just good old sanctified common sense. That's what he expects us to do.